We have a story now that stretches from the jungles of Colombia to the suburbs of Ohio and even beyond. Illegal gold mining and its effects can be found all over the world.
It's now bigger than cocaine in Latin America, according to government estimates down there. We're talking a $2 to $3 billion a year industry in Colombia alone.
That's Nicholas Neamas. He's an investigative reporter for the Miami Herald, which is out with a new series called Dirty Gold, Clean Cash. It's a deep dive on the illegal gold trade, its connections to the drug trade, and the exploitation that goes along with it. It's all been going on for decades, but illicit mining is starting to get noticed by governments and world leaders. And that includes Pope Francis, who condemned the practice last week during a visit to Peru. Speaking from the Peruvian Amazon, the Pope said the region's gold mining industry corrupts everything. But Nick Neamas says the illegal gold trade is hard to trace and that to understand it, you have to look to the cartels.
What's really driving this is that narco traffickers and other criminal or guerrilla groups in Latin America have realized that there is so much money to be made in gold, and it's so much easier than cultivating coca and making it into cocaine, as one Colombian source told us. You know, gold is always legal. So it's both being used to launder money and also to generate independent profits. Now, you know, regardless of where the money is coming from, these mines are illegal in the sense that they're, you know, tearing down protected areas of the rainforest. They're using dangerous chemicals like mercury in unsafe ways. They're not following labor laws and, you know, all the various ills that you'd expect from this kind of really devastating strip mining.
So the Miami Herald's report, Nicholas, took you all over the world, or at least all over the Western Hemisphere. Let's start at the source. Let's go down to the Amazon in Colombia, in Peru. Your reporters went there. What did you find?
Yes, so our correspondent, Jim Wiss, traveled to the southwestern part of the Colombian jungle. He, you know, initially he went with a Colombian police force that is really treating this like they treated the drug war, in that he went with them on an airborne helicopter raid into the jungle where they found an illegal mining operation and just packed the dredges and backhoes with C4 explosives and blew them up right there. You know, so there's a very militaristic approach to combat this problem down there. The Colombian government views this problem as seriously as it does the cocaine industry. And in fact, the environmental devastation is much worse. You know, one expert told us it could take hundreds of years for these forests to grow back. You know, meanwhile, it's important to note a distinction between the really illegal mining and then the unlicensed artisanal miners who aren't recognized by the government but have been practicing small-scale river mining for hundreds of years. So these smaller miners, you know, in turn feel attacked both by the government, which is trying to regulate them, and by the cartels and criminal gangs who are extorting them, making them pay protection money. So, you know, these artisanal miners are perhaps in the worst situation of all, not to mention the fact that they suffer from very high levels of toxic mercury.
Well, that's part of the scene in Colombia and Peru. But then the story takes you right to your own backyard, to Miami, where a lot of this gold is filtered through in imports. What'd you find out in your own town?
Yes, so Miami is really unbeknownst to anyone down here, even to me, who was a business reporter for several years here. Miami is the center of America's gold trade because it's so close to Latin America. All the gold, essentially, or, well, let's say a third of the nation's gold every year, the most of any U.S. city, is flown into Miami. And then, you know, some of it is smelted here and some of it is shipped across the country for manufacture into our jewelry, our smartphones, bullion for investors. And, you know, so Miami is really very much at the center of this.
Does anybody really know of all the gold that comes through Miami every year? How much is legitimate, legal, by the books, the way it should be? And how much is this blood gold, essentially, from Colombia, Peru, other places?
You know, it's very difficult to tell precisely because it's so easy to hide the origins of tainted metal. You know, to give you some idea, Miami imports, you know, say $4 billion worth of gold per year. Last year, federal prosecutors charged employees of one of the U.S.'s biggest gold companies with laundering $3.6 billion worth of dirty gold over a 4 or 5 year period. To look at it another way, you take Colombia, The big legal regulated mines there produced 8 tons of gold last year, but the country exported worldwide 64 tons of gold. So the rest is, for the most part, unlicensed and illegal. So the scale of the problem is really massive.
Well, Nicholas, from Colombia and Peru through Miami, where you're from, to rural Ohio, you went to a refiner there. What did you find?
Well, so this refinery is actually only one of four really, really major big refineries in the United States. This was where the gold that I mentioned earlier, the criminal gold from Latin America, was being melted down by a Dallas-based company called Elemetal. The gold was sourced and purchased through their Miami affiliate, but the gold ended up in this corner of Ohio that's really part of Appalachia. And the influx of gold there created a lot of jobs. When the scandal broke, when federal prosecutors charged the employees of the company with money laundering and industry groups took away the company's certification to trade gold, those jobs were lost. And, you know, this is a seriously depressed area of the country.
Well, let's look at our own U.S. government for just a minute. Gold is a legal product. It will remain legal. It's not policeable the way cocaine was because all cocaine's illegal. So what are U.S. authorities doing about this?
Well, for many decades, they didn't do a whole lot. We interviewed some former federal agents who kind of discovered the scope of this problem in their investigations, and this goes back to the late 80s and early 90s, and called for the government to really take a stronger regulatory role, and they were told, you know, frankly, that the government was not interested. That is changing very recently, and it comes back to the prosecution in Miami I mentioned of these three metals traders. So the prosecutors and federal agents in general are interested in watching the gold industry more carefully. They're not as interested in the gold, I'd say. They are interested in the infiltration by narco traffickers and other criminals. You know, it's a means to an end in that sense. You know, and I do want to be fair to some of the companies in our reporting. You know, they are trying to make sure that their gold is sourced legally, but at some point it's really impossible just because the gold changes hands so many times before it gets to America, and it's so easy to hide where it comes from. So transparency in supply chains is really, you know, what will help change this problem.
A sweeping investigation by the Miami Herald into the breadth of the illegal gold industry from the jungles of Peru and Colombia through Miami, across America, and across the world. Nicholas Niemas, investigative reporter for the Miami Herald. Nicholas, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Want to bring The Takeaway with you on the go? Subscribe to The Takeaway as a podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.